Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about the perfect church and read to you from Acts chapter 2, verse 46 and 47. So let me read those two verses to you here. We begin now. So continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. In these last two verses from Acts chapter 2, we see the healthy and vitality of the early church. We never want to over-romanticize those first Christians, but there was something undeniably special about what is described in Acts chapter 2. It was a unified church. It says right here that they were continuing daily with one accord. It was a learning and connected church. They were meeting daily in the temple. It was a Jesus-honoring church because they were breaking bread together. They remembered the death of Jesus on the cross together as a group. It was a church that was connected to home life, meeting from house to house. It was a church that joyfully ate together as they ate their food with gladness. It was a church that didn't take itself too seriously, living with simplicity of heart. It was a worshiping church, praising God. It was a winsome and magnetic church, having favor with all the people. It was a God-blessed and growing church as the Lord added to the church daily. And it was a church full of God's salvation growing in those who were being saved. Now, let's not deny, it wasn't a perfect church. Soon enough, we're going to see problems arise in the book of Acts among these earliest Christians. However, what we see in Acts chapter 2, verses 46 and 47, truly was something special. Something every Christian today reads about and longs to experience, even if it's just for a short period. Now, if you've had a wonderful church experience something like this, then praise God for it. It isn't always this good, but there are seasons of remarkable advance and vitality among God's people. Now, is there something we can do to make this kind of wonderful church life happen? These times of wonderful life and progress are really the work of God's hand, and they're ordered by His wisdom. They can't be manufactured by our hard work or clever techniques. However, if we long to have such wonderful times like this, there are two definite areas to address. The first is prayer. You see, if such times come from heaven, then we ask heaven to send true revival, and we ask God to begin with us. The second thing to do is simply, to the best of our ability, as God helps us, to do the things of Acts chapter 2, verses 42 through 45. That preceded it. Do you remember those verses? There it says, "And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, the breaking of bread and prayers. Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Now all who believed were together and had all things in common, and they sold their possessions and good and divided them from among anyone who had need." You see, it was these trusting, faithful, energetic disciples that saw the wonderful life that's spoken about in verses 46 and 47 of Acts chapter 2. Now, let me conclude with this. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2 says that we should do God's work in season and out of season. Look, we're going to be faithful no matter what, but there's no doubt in season feels better than out of season. So may God bring our churches into Acts chapter 2, verses 46 and 47, kind of seasons. May we pray for Him to do that by His grace today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.